Amplify the North continues as we take a look at Lift Fitness and Simply for Life in downtown Peace River. Heidi Dubé joins us on the line. Heidi, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, I guess just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. How long has Lift Fitness and Simply for Life been in business?
So, well, I took over from Fit Body Boot Camp and turned it into Lift Fitness in 2019 in October, so right before COVID hit.
Despite COVID, how have things been going?
It definitely paused our progress for a while, but now it feels like we are on an upward slope. So I have to say, now it feels fantastic.
A lot of things have come into Lift Fitness and Simply for Life as far as new programs are concerned. What are the some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah, we have a lot. I'm always looking for interesting fitness formats that I can bring to our members and to our community. Coming from Edmonton and seeing how many different, you know, classes that they offer, it was a big motivation for me to kind of keep things interesting and fresh for our members. So the latest, the most fun and latest addition is our bungee fitness. So that's where we're in harnesses, and we are doing basically jumping from giant bungee cords that are hung from the ceiling. So we've got aerial fitness as well with aerial hammocks and probably a half a dozen other formats that we continue to grow and evolve.
How has the feedback been with the new programs?
Really good, really good. It's a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like exercise, so I think a lot of people just enjoy that hour of party lights and jumping around to loud music. So it's a fun escape. People have been enjoying it.
Let's talk a little bit about the community-based initiatives that Lift Fitness and Simply for Life do. In other words, giving back to the community. What is it that you guys do for the community and area to help them out?
I mean, I feel a positive obligation, I guess, to give back whenever I can, just because we have such a resource with our member base. So I guess over the years, you know, we've done a few fundraisers. We take advantage of our location. We'll do some like glow party fundraisers for certain initiatives. We just did one a little while back for Always Find a Reason to Smile, which was a ton of fun. And we had our fitness instructors all volunteered their time. They came and did little samples of their class. It was a really fun event. So we do things like that. Our membership will also do internal challenges. So we'll have like a squat challenge or a wall sit challenge, something like that. And part of that will also include sort of a community something for giving back. So we have like adopt a grandparent one year, food bank donations and things like that. So just little ways that, you know, as a group, we can kind of pool our resources and give back wherever we can.
How has the feedback been for what you offer as far as community-based initiatives are concerned?
I mean, people are always so generous and so willing to take part whenever I come up with, you know, some sort of initiative or something to take part in. That I completely credit my membership base for, because it's all on them. They're the ones that show up, spread the word, you know, come out to support. So, yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. We've got this great community, and it just feels like a way that we can, like I said, get together and feel good, help our wonderful town.
Heidi, in your mind, how important is it to not only think local, but to think small as far as business is concerned?
I mean, that one obviously strikes close to home as a small business in the neighborhood. So I know how impactful shopping and living locally is. It really does make a big difference to, you know, all the businesses around town. So we make an active effort to do that. This is our home. We love it. And we're here for the long haul. So we want it to be a thriving place as well, for sure.
Heidi, how bright does the future look for both you and for the business?
Well, I don't have any plans of slowing down. So I'm hoping that we have a long and wonderful future in this town, because, I feel like we're just getting started.
New members are always welcome, are they not?
Absolutely. Yeah, we make sure that we are accessible to all fitness. Because we know, you know, especially over the last 2 years, having to work out at home, a lot of people aren't necessarily interested in coming up with their own fitness plans. And so we really try to encourage people who are new to fitness that this is a really safe way to kind of dip your toe into getting physically active again. Very free of judgment, very friendly environment. And our coaches are all trained, so modifications were there. Our whole reason for existing is to make fitness fun and accessible to everybody.
Amplify the North focuses on Lift Fitness and Simply for Life in downtown Peace River. Heidi Dubé is on the line. And Heidi, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.